Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. On your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube, like always. So appreciative of our YouTube viewers. We love you guys. The top five and five is...
I'm paying attention to that now, yeah.
is sponsored. The top five and five is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solution.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
A happy 46th birthday to one Ryan Howard.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the big piece.
The big piece. So
all
I thought,
right.
Nice little midweek trip down memory lane.
Yeah,
with
absolutely.
My five favorite Ryan Howard moments. And I tell you what, any excuse to play some old HK calls, I'll take that.
Hell
I'll
yeah.
take that.
All right.
Starting at number five, Ryan Howard, 2006, National League MVP. And he'd already at this point set the Phillies record for home runs in a season, but he'd not set the Philadelphia record yet because Jimmy Fox also had 58 home runs in a season. Well, late in the season, Ryan Howard tied Jimmy Fox.
South, no spook town, eyes dilated.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, that sounded like Kendrick Lamar, not HK.
Here we go.
3-1 to Ryan Howard. Well hit to the opposite field. Out of here. Number 58 for the big man. Move over, double X. Ryan has joined you.
Can I be honest, guys? A little honesty, just the three of us here.
What you got?
I'm pretty happy Kyle Schwarber didn't break his record.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty happy.
Especially because he's going to be a freaking Red.
Yeah, or a Pirate. Get out of here.
Or a Pirate.
Get out of here.
What a turncoat.
Yep.
He's going to be a Philly.
He's prop. Well,
7 years.
Dude, they're going to have to go to six.
Yes, I know.
I know. Yeah. You know. We'll see.
Is it the money or the years?
Well, I think he's already getting the years. Now it's just the biggest bet, the money.
Like, you know what's going to happen?
Money?
Do you know what number the money's going to start with? It's going to start with a friggin' two.
Oh.
Nah, I don't think
no
so.
No.
I think it might start with a four. I think it might start
200?
With a four. It might start with a four.
A four?
40.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No. I'm talking about the final number is going to start with a two.
I know.
No, I know.
It's going to be a $200 million deal. It's not going to start with a four.
Well, I'm saying that 40, though. $40 million a year.
Oh, well, then that's 240.
No.
No.
Yes.
Okay, I thought about this yesterday. Not to throw you off track. 4 years, 150.
It's a lot of AAV to lower the years. I don't know. I mean, anything to keep it outside of 5 years, but I don't think
right. I'm saying if the years are the ones that's killing us, then just give him more money per year.
6 years, 210 is what he's getting from the Phillies.
Spike,
nuts.
If that happens,
That's what he's getting. Without a celebrating.
No. It'll be a golf clap. Honestly, it'll be a golf clap.
6 years, 210.
And just give JT 240 too. Yeah. 3 years, 40 million. Whatever. Who cares? It's all funny money anyway. All right. So, no. The fourth moment, my fourth favorite Ryan Howard moment. Before we had titles in this town, we celebrated little things.
Yes.
You know, like Smarty Jones.
Yep.
And the St. Joe's run. Yeah. The Andre Iguodala almost winning the dunk contest and getting robbed.
Yep.
Well, who could forget when Ryan Howard won the home run derby?
Yeah.
And nice little trip down memory lane with old Boomer on the call.
Ryan Howard, can he do it on this swing?
Take it away, Boomer.
Abreu last year, Phillies. Ryan Howard.
In Pittsburgh, the home of Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was cool. We had Bobby Abreu, which was out of nowhere the year before.
Wow, it was out of somewhere. It was out of a needle.
Well, who could forget? I don't know what he did in the second half. I'm pretty sure he had like 5 home runs, maybe.
Yeah.
But the Ryan Howard home run derby was a cool moment.
Man, that 5-year run with Ryan Howard, man. Man. That was pretty damn good.
The best 5-year run from any Phillies player on offense?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah. Just unbelievable. I mean, him and Pujols.
Yeah.
They were the big threats. My third favorite Ryan Howard moment doesn't get talked about as much, but the 2011 team, because they lost in the first round, this would have been a bigger moment. But game one, they're down 3-1 with Halladay in the mound. And in the sixth inning, down 3-1 with two runners on, Ryan Howard did this.
Here's Howard, line to left and walk. Tie runs are on base for Ryan Howard, who hit 33 homers in the regular year. Runners don't go, and a pitch is hit deep to right field. Way back, and gone. Ryan Howard gives the Phillies the lead.
Now, unfortunately, it's Dick Stockton on the call.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting Dick Stockton to be on the call.
No wonder they lost that series. They had all... Never mind.
Oh, yes.
I was going to make a limp joke.
No, but is he still here?
Dick's still alive.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I might have to check.
Yeah, why don't you check? This hour is sponsored by Dida Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Dida Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Still alive.
There you go.
He's 82, born in Philly. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And remember how when Angelo used to rip him every week?
Yes.
Yeah. Dick Stockton had to put out a thing in the Inquirer.
Oh, did
responding
he?
No. to Angelo?
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Like,
that.
You took out an ad?
No, it was some interview.
Oh, really?
It was while you're the PD, I believe, but still funny. All right. My second favorite Ryan Howard moment is 2008 World Series. Hadn't had a home run. This entire run. Hadn't had a home run until game 3 of the World Series when him and Utley went back to back.
Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a long drive. This ball is out of here. Ryan Howard has gone back-to-back with Chase Utley, and the Phillies now lead it 4-1 here in the sixth inning. Howard's first home run of the postseason, and there was a no doubt about it as he and Chase go back-to-back.
Well, this is Phillies baseball right here. They hit home runs.
Is that L.A.?
No, it's Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I love how feared Howard was at that time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's the big piece.
Yeah, missing that a little bit recently.
Could use him.
Bunch of good hitters on the Phillies. I don't know anybody has been feared over the last couple of years. Even Schwarber, I don't think Schwarber was, you know.
Yeah.
Howard was. Yeah.
For sure. But the number one, my favorite Ryan Howard moment, takes us to Colorado 2009. And a moment I actually think has been slept on throughout the years. But
get me to the plate.
Get me to the plate, boys.
Street, the high set. 2 balls at a strike. Here's the pitch. Howard swings and drives one. Deep right field. On the run, Gonzalez towards the track. It's over his head. One hops the wall. Victorino coming around third. He's going to score. Utley's right on his heels, and he is safe. A double by Howard has tied the game here in the top of the ninth with 2 outs. 4-4 in the ninth. Ryan Howard has come through and stunned this crowd in Colorado.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Will sounds nothing like L.A. What was I talking about?
Listen to that. Listen to that young, fresh-faced Fransky on that one.
Yeah.
The voice all out. And Ryan Howard!
I know. Pitch.
Yeah.
Big time stuff.
Yep.
I think it snowed that game. Because they're out in Colorado. It started super, super late. Ended here, I think, around 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So get me to the play, boys.
Which game was it? They played 2 in Tampa. It had to be game 4. The Sunday night game? The 2 home run game?
Yeah, so it was game 4.
Yeah, I was in the building.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah, I was in the building for that one. That's the night Joe Blanton hit a home run.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was the blowout game. 10-4?
Well, before Ohtani, I believe Blanton. Well,
yeah, Blanton, the
last pitcher to hit a home run.
In the World Series,
yeah.
What a time.
What a time.
And what a player. And he is on my Phillies Mount Rushmore. Just want to let everyone know.
Well, yeah, you do that.
Yeah.
It's strategic for me.
Well, everything we do is strategic.
Yeah, and well, that is from you, for
well,
you.
See, yeah, when we do our Mount Rushmore, you know, see how strong of a stance we got for Bryce.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's already in the book, so I don't know if I can't change it.
Oh, you put it in your book?
Yeah, he didn't put Chase on. This was the strategy.
There's no strategy.
Yeah, the strategy
why don't you pipe down?
No, the strategy is turn his mic off. The strategy was he's going to put Howard on there so he can put Bryce on there. He sacrificed Utley for Bryce.
Wow.
That's what he did. Even though Chase Utley is a way better Philly than Bryce Harper. It's not even close, but he wanted to put Bryce on there, so he sacrificed Utley. I wanted to see you. You know, I want to get Chase Utley in here, so I want you. I want to tell him what you did.
That's
your
favorite
player.
That you sold
him out for Bryce.
That was your favorite player.
He is my favorite player.
No, it don't sound like it. I think Bryce is your favorite player.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need Bryce to figure it out. I'm going to need a trip down broad, and I'm going to need all that stuff to figure it out. Because right now... It's Utley and Halliday are still right there, but the Bryce has fallen below him.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I go J-Roll, Howard,
Schmidt, Carlton.
Oh, Mount Rushmore for sure.
No,
I'm just saying my favorite.
Oh, your favorite.
Oh yeah, those two are etched in stone.
Yeah.
We'll argue about the other two. We won't argue about those two.
No. All right, 2-5.
And Bryce. Bryce has moved. Down the rankings. And get back up there, though.
Yeah, listen, you'll miss him when he's gone.
Yeah, Spike.
Me?
I don't know.
Talk to Caney and Ruben. Not me.
They're running him out of town.
Yeah, I never said one thing about trading him. 215-592-9494. So, it's holiday season, and I know you're thinking about getting gifts for your family, your friends, whatever. In my house, the dogs get Christmas presents. And if that's like that in your house, too, as it should be, Dogs and Cats Rule is your spot. And I say spot, there's 7 of them. Dogs and Cats Rule is your home for Christmas and Hanukkah gifts for your pets. You can get them some treats, get them some toys. Dogs and Cats Rule has all that. How about, now it's going to get cold out, little jackets for the dog. Keep your dog warm on those walks. Fleeces, sweaters, or dogs. I keep telling my wife they don't need the jacket to take a walk outside. She says below 40 degrees, they need the jacket. So
you
need the jacket.
Who needs the fur, right?
Yes. Well, I tell her, they were born with a jacket on. That's their fur.
They've survived for forever how long?
Without jackets.
Before this, the year people, dog psychos, started realizing they got to put jackets on.
If you're a dog psycho or a cat psycho, Dogs and Cats Rule is your spot. Also, you want to talk about gifts, officially licensed Phillies and Eagles jerseys for your dog. I don't know about your cat, but for your dog, Dogs and Cats Rule, along with all the top-of-the-line food and supplements for your dog or your cat. 7 locations, as I said, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small. Shop local. Shop family. 215-592-9494. Furry Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
All right. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing on this chilly day?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, look, before I jump into my take, I got my Uncle Mike, and he's a dedicated listener to the show. He said, why the hell are they calling you Furry Bruce? You need to tell them to stop calling you Furry Bruce. I said, Uncle Mike, look, I can't stop that train.
Nope.
Yeah. That train's already left the station.
Yep. Sorry, Mike. We do what we're going to do, and he is Furry Bruce, so it is what it is.
Oh, man, this is some good. You know, I had to think long and hard about what's been going on with this team. I'm like you. I'm just like totally disgusted at this take that came out about the coaches. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, you're going to get on AJ about doing it, and then y'all turn around and do the same thing. To me, this problem right here explains. It shows that they aren't having the discipline enough to handle their affairs internally. And this is what worries me more than anything, because I think a lot of other things can be correctable. But, you know, again, I had to put on my military hat. And you know, one of the things that we say, and the absence of good leadership leads to mission chaos. This has got to be corrected. And this is a Sirianni thing. This is an OC, the coaches that they need to sit down. Why is it? I don't know why it's so hard for these guys to sit down. Okay, if you got a problem with one or two players, and y'all sit down and you come up with the game plan and figure that part out. Because the issue that was coming out of the bye on their poor performance is a number of things. It's the injuries, it's the tough conditions that they played in, it's the teams that they played, and what has happened is that they aren't being fluid enough on the game plan and the use of their personnel to adjust to some of those things. Now, some of the other things are player-related, but this is where I have a problem with the coaching leadership and especially the OC. And Jalen is a part of the equation, too. Look, one of these things about Jalen not being able to change, you know, my thing is, how do you combat that? You know, you adjust some of the things that you need to do. And this whole thing about, well, Jalen doesn't like throwing up the middle, or he's not comfortable with throwing a receiver over. Well, guess what? You know, you should have been evolving, Jalen. You should have been working on that. That's how you become a better cornerback. And to me, that's a poor excuse. And now you have multiple challenges, and the reason, and you're not open to doing those things. And I say something else. He's not using his legs anymore this year. This is what has made him great. And I don't know if it's Jalen or it's the coaching, but these are simple things that can be adjusted, even with all the problems that you have, to make the defense. They don't have to score, but they can do 3 and 6 and outs to keep the defense off the field because we're playing with fire. And that's really where, you know, I know I said a lot, but I think those are some critical things that they need to focus on going forward.
Yeah. Yeah, the running thing. I do wonder, they mentioned this on the broadcast on Sunday night. I know we've talked about it before. So I do wonder if they are trying to prevent him from wearing down and getting hurt with the running thing.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, you could. There are certain quarterbacks who can physically handle it because they're bigger. Josh Allen is definitely much bigger physically than Jalen is. I think they could be a little strategic about the running and maybe do it a little bit more. But I think that is... he's been hurt in one way or another at the end of every year, and I think they're trying to avoid that from happening. So I think that part of it I understand, but the other stuff I agree with you, Furry Bruce.
Now, and let me just say something else, too, right? And get this, because one thing I forgot to say. Tank Bigsby.
Yes.
Okay? Tank Bigsby is a faster cutback runner than Saquon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They need to use, he needs to get at least 8 to 10 touches a game to take, because that's another thing they're playing with fire with. If they do that, I think we're going to get a better return on the run game. They just got to be smart about these things. This is not hard things to solve. That's all I'm saying.
Hmm.
Not hard things to solve, okay?
Well, thank you for the call, Ferry Bruce. It's easy.
It seems like it's hard.
Yeah. So, Ike, back in the day, did you ever play The Legend of Zelda, the video game
yes.
for Nintendo?
Mm-hmm.
So I remember the first time we got the game. It was two of my friends. We played.
You weren't the first on your block to get it?
Nah, we all got it.
Okay.
Well, yeah. You got to think about the block he lived
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. We were bathing in money playing Nintendo. And we played it all, like, the first night, trying to beat the game, played it all night. So there's going to be a Legend of Zelda movie, comes out in 2027.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw the tweet about it, and it. For years, I had the Legend of Zelda music from the video game in my head, and now it's back, and it's been there for 24 straight hours. Here it is, if you didn't remember it.
it seems like an annoying song to get stuck in your head.
No, see, this is... I think this is... wait here. See, I think this is the gameplay music, maybe not the intro.
Play, yeah.
Yeah, the intro. Oh, there it is.
That's beautiful.
What the hell is going on right now?
Dude, I can't get it out of my head.
So you're walking around all day?
Yes.
With this in your head.
And my poor wife, I have this thing where, I know this happens to everybody sometimes, where you get a song in your head and you can't get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Happens.
Well, Ike and I have had the little Nas X song.
Oh,
stuck
yeah, he killed me. It's been all day today since he's played it.
Really?
Yeah.
It happens to me every day. And if sometimes I'll get home and she'll wait to walk the dogs for me to get home, we'll walk them. And the entire walk, I will just be singing one part of a song over and over and over again,
oh, yeah.
whichever one is in my head.
I do the same thing.
And she'll say, stop doing that. I can't. And right now it's the Legend of Zelda song.
It's an annoying song to get stuck in your head.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think it's normal for everyone to have a song stuck in their head every day.
Oh, really? Every day?
Ike usually has that awful Eddie Murphy song.
My girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. By the way,
yeah, that song's a hit.
Tell you how awful that song was. It was number two on the charts.
Yes.
And the only reason I know that, because you got to check out the Eddie Murphy documentary.
Oh, is it good?
On Netflix, yeah.
I have not seen it.
Yeah, I watched it this weekend.
It's a good one?
Yeah. Especially for us. We grew up around that time.
See, these kids,
yeah.
Ike, do not know what a sensation Eddie Murphy was.
It reestablished why he's the GOAT, man.
I know people
say Richard Pryor's the GOAT. Nah, it's got to be
He's great.
Eddie. It's Eddie.
Richard Pryor was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
For sure. Eddie Murphy is the GOAT, the stand-up GOAT.
Yeah.
And Jack, you're too young for this to remember. So first of all, his Saturday Night Live run was short, but it was enormous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gumby was amazing.
Yep, Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. But
him and Joe Piscopo used to have some great skits, man.
But when Eddie Murphy Raw came out,
yeah.
the concert movie, the stand-up movie,
yeah.
Jack, in theaters, it was a movie of Eddie Murphy doing stand-up, and it was huge.
He hasn't done stand-up since.
No, he doesn't do it anymore.
That was his last stand-up.
Oh, it was Raw.
And I think they were saying it's still the highest grossing stand-up ever.
Dude, it was so... Yeah, I think I heard him say, when they asked him about it, because he did SNL the last few years.
Yeah, he did. He went back, yeah.
He said he just doesn't... He doesn't have it anymore. He's thought about it, but he doesn't. Man, Eddie Murphy was the GOAT.
And as I've tried to explain to both of you,
yeah,
for me, he's Dr. Doolittle and Shrek.
Well, that's the greatness of him.
That he completely changed his career.
He has all of that. Yeah, that's a whole different career.
Norbit.
Yeah.
Because it went right from Eddie Murphy the stand-up to Eddie Murphy Saturday Night Live, then to Eddie Murphy movie star with... You know, Trading Places
Man,
and 48 Hours.
Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah, all of that.
And a Golden Child, which is very underrated.
I want the knife.
Yes, yes. I want the knife.
Yeah, man.
I did watch Raw.
Give me the knife.
Because you guys talked about it a lot.
Oh, you watched Raw?
I watched Raw probably like 2020-ish during COVID.
Okay. Yeah.
I could not believe
what he was saying.
Like thinking about it in 2020 terms.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to contextualize it.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
And was Raw where he wore the purple leather?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
He did the...
He had Delirious, too.
Delirious was his first one. That was the red leather.
The red leather.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, Eddie, man.
Eddie Murphy, the GOAT.
Man, a lot of that stuff I didn't remember. Yeah, going down memory lane with all that, man.
Dude,
yeah.
It all came from Zelda, which I now have in my head.
Party. He talked about his Rick James parties.
Oh, really? That.
That's where he did the song.
Oh, yes.
He said he got stuck in Buffalo because of a snowstorm. He was only supposed to be there 2 days. He wound up being there 2 weeks.
Really?
Because of the snow. They couldn't get out.
Rick James's house?
Yes.
Oh, that's not a place.
Imagine what that was like for 2 weeks.
That's not a place you were to be stuck for 2 weeks. That's like a Vegas trip.
Was the snow outside?
Yeah.
Good question.
Nailed it.
I think it was inside and outside.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. You nailed that one.
You nailed it. But he doesn't drink or do drugs. Well, he did say he started smoking weed at like 30.
Okay.
He said, but he doesn't do all any of the other stuff.
Love Eddie
Murphy.
Still
looks good, man.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's aged well.
Man,
you know what they say.
Black don't crack.
All right. Coming up next, somebody who's cracking much at a very young age. We will have our Fantasy Football League update with Buzz, right? Is Buzz here?
I think he's here.
Okay.
I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen him either.
Just look for the forehead.
Yeah,
Buzz is with us next.
Are we going to grill Elliot too?
Yeah, we could do it after. Do you want to do that after Buzz?
Buzz is here. His voice sounds horrible.
All right. Well, then we'll keep it short.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody tells me I look like Charlie Murphy.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Eddie's brother, yes.
You guys had him on. Mike and Ike had him on. Right?
Yes, yeah. Charlie Murphy.
All right.
Darkness.
215-592-9494. Just a ton coming up. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.